BMW Mobile.
For HKX Mobile.
This morning.
I hadn't heard him all morning. Your battery's all charged up. Appears that they're doing okay for the moment. Like I said, I'm just hoping they'll last till the first of the year. Give me a little breathing room here.
New cells for one of mine still that had them all puff up because the BMS had too low of a UVP on it. But I'm trying to put that off as long as I can, too.
Me with all the technical terms.
To charge a lithium battery, the cells will puff up and get big. And that's what happened to one of the batteries I built, the very first one I built, as a matter of fact. Because the undervoltage protection was too low in the BMS, and the it was before they started becoming programmable. So all the newer ones I've built have a programmable protection point, so I've got a higher voltage in there. But this particular one, it got for some reason the charger in my RV shut down, and it drained the battery, and they all the cells puffed up, and now I've just got to throw them away, I guess.
For the explanation. I didn't know that.
Any problems out there on 85 this morning?
What you classify as a traffic problem. Campers definitely are a problem this morning. Left lane, 10 miles an hour under the speed limit. It's a disease. I don't know what's going on, people.
It's still flowing. It might be slower, but it's still moving.
But I'm usually, you know, 5 or 10 under anyway.
Go ahead, Ken. Sorry about that.
I was just saying, when I'm always in the right-hand lane when I pull my camper, and I'm usually 5 to 10 under anyway.
I'm like camp out in the left lane going too slow. Nothing to do with actual campers.
Do they know why they've been lowering the speed limits around Greenville lately?
From down yet. I mean, I saw 385 went up to like 65 from 55.
The speed limit was lowered from 55 to 45. Over on 123, they went from 55 to 45. But they don't seem to be doing anything about it. I mean, people speeding. I guess they're trying to give them a grace period to get used to it or something.
Going on this morning, I'm driving through Greenville on 85, and they have troopers on the side of the road, but they've got their steady blue lights on. Like, they're not trying to hide or anything. They're just all sitting there with their steady blue lights on. They've got them on both sides of 85.
KO4MUF.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Jody. KN4TFW.
Morning, Jody. W2JKT.
I asked a deputy about that, because they're doing the same thing in Anderson, running around with his the blue lights on the corners, and he says it's a new policy. When they're on patrol, they have to do that.
They steady blue lights on all the time?
Yes, sir. The ones are not flashing or anything, just lit up in the corners of the light bar.
They have, like, every single blue light on the car on. They've got the side markers, the rear markers, the top bar, the windshield lights, everything. They're lit up like a Christmas tree, but, I doubt SLED has got the same policy.
But I know that the ones up here, on the corners, that's when they run just the four corners, the front rears on the sides, that's just to let you know that they're on patrol. If you're not on, they're not on patrol.
What? Around and they don't have their blue lights on like that, are they allowed to pull you over?
But I can't answer that 100%.
On patrol, then.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to be out for a few minutes. I'm switching vehicles. KO4HKX clear.
Captive cruise, if you're not paying attention, you'll be down to 50 mile an hour following somebody.
Yes, I'm two.
A preset distance, because I know yesterday I adjusted the distance for closer, and I see it went back to what it was.
Well, mine adjusted for the closest, and it never changes. It says setting, though, it still leaves too much room, and people always get in front of me, and then it has to back off and slow down, and people keep getting in front of me and making me slow down, and it's kind of irritating sometimes.
Right, you have to, it gets in a pretty good bit of traffic, you got to take it off of that for sure.
I went through the exit 51 mess, and I didn't get that big rush of noise like I usually get.
It must be off today, right?
He complained about it finally, and it got something done about it.
Road sign says incident ahead, up into 85, right lane's blocked, but hopefully it ain't backed up to the 80 yet.
There was an accident there right when that left lane merged around exit 90 yesterday. I must have gotten there right after it happened because I didn't take too long to get through it, but everybody had to go by on the right shoulder because this car was wrecked and sideways across both lanes, and then there was another car over on the other side of the cone. So I imagine that somebody tried to merge, and either somebody was trying not to let them get in or whatever, but they wrecked, and I'm sure that was a disaster yesterday, but I managed to get through it right after it happened and avoid getting delayed for too long. No taillights this morning.
Those a while ago.